via Zoom, Officer Jeff Brown from the Mount Pleasant Police Department for a little Friday morning Ask the Officer. Good morning to you.
Good morning, guys.
How are you? How are things today? Are you? I know you're working, but...
It's not bad. I'm enjoying the sunshine and the warmer weather.
Nice.
Well, we haven't had you in a couple of weeks, so we thought we'd shoot a couple of questions your way and see if you can answer those for some folks across Central Michigan. And the one thing we want to start with, though, is you mentioned the enjoying the sunshine, and we have longer days. And next weekend, we get even longer days because it's time change weekend.
So always with your time change, want to remind everybody it's a good time to check your smoke detectors. And if yours has batteries and if it's the older style, make sure you change out the batteries. So always check it at the time changes. And it's a good way to remember. And it's also a good time if you have young kids at home to talk about your safety plan about fire prevention.
Make sure you have all that stuff ready to go. So in the next week, get that done because next weekend we change our time and we get a longer day, a little longer time in the evening to get home from work and get some things done. Okay, a couple of questions. This one did not have a name on it, so it says, and it's not from me, even though I'm saying my wife. I'm just quoting. It says, my wife got pulled over for going 36, but she could see the sign that said the speed limit changed to 40. How far away do you have to be from a sign to legally change speeds?
So the legal part of it is right at the sign. The sign is the actual marker where the speed zone changes.
So it's
literally the sign is the line.
So it's not where you can read it. It's when you go past it.
Correct.
That makes the most sense to me. Although I'm thinking that if you're nice and you're close, it just depends on their circumstance, right?
It does. And sometimes, you know, they may have clocked you well before that or got you on laser well before that, and now you can see the speed limit sign by the time they caught up to you and pulled you over as well.
I have a friend that this happened to. He was coming out to baseball practice one time, and he got there and he was so mad because he was coming out of town. He was on Pickard, and he was right there on the corner of Lincoln and Pickard, and he was heading west, and he was like, I was going 55 at the sign, and he said I was going 55 before the sign, and I'm like, yeah, that's the law, Trevor.
Well, if he talked like that, I'd give him a ticket too.
He didn't talk like that to the police officer.
All right, so where the sign is, that's where the marker is. Okay, Andy from Mount Pleasant says, does the Mount Pleasant Police Department have a police dog, and who determines who gets a dog?
We do not have a police dog. The only people who have canines in this county are the Michigan State Police and the Tribal Police Department does. How does it determine? It's usually by your organization. Your organization has to write a risk management policy for it, but you also have to fund it. And it sounds, there's a lot more to a canine. There's a lot of training that goes involved with it, depending on the type of dog. Dogs can be used for tracking. They can use for protection. They can be used for drug work. They can be used for bomb detection, a lot of different things. So you have to train your dog every week to keep them up on that. So there's a lot of time and money that goes in that. You also need a specialized vehicle. Plus you got vet bills, food. There's a lot more to it than what we think of.
So Mount Pleasant, the city does not have one, but you have access to one if you needed one with some of your partner agencies is what you're saying, basically.
Correct. I've never in the 24 years that I've been a police officer, if I've ever needed a dog, I've always been able to get one.
Okay. And then the final question comes from Jolene from Mount Pleasant. It says, how serious do police take burglar alarms for businesses and homes? Is it worth the money for monitoring?
I would say yes, it is worth the money. We take them very seriously. You know, anytime the alarms go off, we're always heading right there, especially if it's some place that we haven't had alarms. Now, if I've had an alarm at the same place every day for the past 2 weeks, I probably am not as serious. But obviously, if the alarm goes off, we're going there. We're going to go check it out. So it is worth the money, in my opinion.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Any other questions that you have, Joe?
Not that I can think of right now, but if I do have any, I'll go ask on WCFX.com.
Click WCFX.com, ask the officer, send your questions in, and then we'll get them answered. Appreciate your time this morning. So I know we got to send you back off to work. We'll have you in real soon if that's okay.
Do you have any big plans? Sorry.
Oh, no. Big plans for the weekend. I have to work Saturday, so no big plans.
Okay.
All right. Okay, we got to do this. We can't let you off the hook without getting involved in our ethical dilemma question.
The $5,000 question?
Yeah, you have to give us your answer. You lose $5,000. Somebody brings it back to you. How much do you give that person if they're, you know, if everything's, they just gave it, they took the time and brought it back to you?
So I have to be honest. I've been listening this all morning to you guys. I, one, would never have $5,000 in cash.
Either would we, but again.
I also can relate to you because I heard you earlier say if I lost $5, I'd be upset. I lose a dollar and I'm upset. So I think probably the right thing in my mind to do would be to give them 10%. That's a lot of money, but, you know, I don't know. I mean, it's pretty cool. You don't see a lot of those people in our world anymore. So to reward the good behavior, I would say 10%.
Which would be 500.
Okay, so See, I said 100 to start with, and then I felt bad, so I upped my ante to 500. So, all right, that's.
I'm still sticking with 1,000.
Joe's going to give you all his money.
I mean, it's hypothetical money. I didn't really lose it, so it's easier to give away.
You got an extra grand, Joe. I'll take it.
Okay.
Officer Jeff, we appreciate it. You be safe, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys.